absolutely delighted. It's one of the most rewarding days of the year. It's probably one of the best bits of doing this job, is seeing the students getting such superb results and getting their rewards for all the hard work that they've put in.
And what's your message to any students who don't do as well as they expected to do?
Sometimes they've actually done really pretty well, but some of them have such high expectations and aspirations that they can be a little bit disappointed. I would actually just encourage them to keep going. There are a lot of people that have been very successful, regardless of their A-level results. I'm one of them, actually, in the sense that my A-level results were not as spectacular as you might expect. And it doesn't mean that you can't go on to have successful and rewarding careers. So I would just encourage whatever their results today is to do their absolute best to actually work hard, and they will make a success of themselves.
And how's it been the last couple of years? I know you came into the school when it was in a different kind of way. How's it been transforming the school?
It's been a real privilege, actually, in that I came in where the school's at a dip. It had been downgraded from outstanding to requires improvement. And so that obviously had an impact on the students and how they felt about the school, but also the staff. But I've had such support, and it's been a real team response to actually addressing some of the issues and moving forwards. And we had the best GCSE results for 9 years last year. And again, we've had some superb results with the A-level now, and hoping the GCSEs next year are the same. So it's been a real privilege, a real journey, and I've got a superb team of staff working with us to actually make sure we get the absolute best for the students. It's been superb.